Well, I'm a history major. Grew up kind of enamored with history. When I went to college, I chose history. And the reason I chose history was that there were a lot of numbers, but I just had to remember them. I didn't have to add them. A lot of dates and those sorts of things. But history is a very significant topic, an important topic. I think a lot of people are often bored by it. I think one of the reasons they're bored by history and don't really understand the relevance of history is that they're always working from the back to the front. And it takes a long time to see the relevance of things that happened so long ago. And so in this particular course, what we want to do from here to there is we want to do history backwards. We want to do a retrospective on it to show the relevance of history. And we want to work through several modules. We're going to do about 5 to 6 weeks at a time, moving our way backwards in time, particularly in church history. We want to look at the present moment and then work our way backwards. And as we look at a present moment, what we're going to do is we're going to look at all the things that make it relevant, the things that make it, produce it, are relevant to it, have resulted in it, those sorts of things. So hopefully by the time we're done this year, when we touch on these modules, you'll be very informed as to who you are, what we are, why we are, those sorts of things. And so we want to begin with the subject matter of evangelicalism. Evangelicalism is the historic moment in which you find yourself as a Christian. So as a Christian in America, if you're in America and you're Christian and you're participating in kind of organized religion, the chances are that you're an evangelical. If you're at this church, you're an evangelical. If you don't know that, allow me to inform you of that. Evangelicalism is not really something that you can get away from. It's an ethos. It's a large kind of atmosphere and context of belief. And so we want to look at what it means to be an evangelical and trace our way back in time and ask ourselves, how did evangelicalism happen? Is it a good thing, even? Do we want to be a part of it? Should we be calling ourselves evangelicals? Talk about the people who influenced it, and also compare it to other things that are outside of evangelicalism and yet are still Protestant. So if I were to ask you the question, how many of you would say that you're an evangelical? You should all raise your hands right now. And if I were to ask you how many of you are a Protestant, how many of you would raise your hands? All of you should be raising your hands right now. And then if I ask you, what's the difference between being an evangelical and a Protestant? Could you name the difference? Could you express and explain the difference? So that's some of the stuff that we want to do. And you can see immediately why something like that is relevant to us. The other reason that this is an important class is it's also relevant to the gospel. It's also relevant to our lives and practice as Christians, engaging the gospel, understanding what it means to relate to it, and our piety as it shapes everything that we are. And so we understand how we relate to the gospel of Christ, to the church, to the apostolic writings known as the Bible, New Testament in particular. And I think just at all times, we're relating to the truth of Scripture, to the church, to the ordinances of the church, to the gospel in ways that we don't even understand are influenced by evangelicalism. So we want to kind of tear that all apart. Evangelicalism, so it's not anything that you can really escape. If you're on this North American continent down here where we are and call yourself Christian, you're an evangelical. At least you're influenced by it one way or the other. So that's what we want to do. So if you came in, you should have received some notes there. And I just want to take you through the aim of our discussion, this first module on evangelicalism. And so our very first objective here, our very first aim is to trace the modern characteristics of American evangelicalism back to their major movements, their influences and historic developments, and key figures. So if I ask you right now, who is a key figure in evangelicalism who has shown up in the news recently, who would that be? Billy Graham, the great Billy Graham. In fact, I was somebody sent me a message recently saying, should we be making that big a deal about Billy Graham? Should he be sitting in state at the rotunda of the state capitol? What does that mean about church and state? What are the implications there? And did he really do that much for the kingdom of God? What does he mean to evangelicalism? And I gave a polite answer. I'm a moderate fan of Billy Graham. How many of you are big fans of Billy Graham? I got some big fans in here. And if you're a big fan of Billy Graham, you are by nature a what? An evangelical. That's exactly right. So that's good. So we actually want to ask the questions of things like, how did Billy Graham influence how we think, and was it all good? We want to look at it objectively and critically. So key figures, historic developments, influences. So secondly, we want to understand our own religious context, that is us as individuals, we as individuals, spiritual experiences, traditions, and church preferences in light of American evangelical history. So we want to understand ourselves personally, why we practice what we practice, and those sorts of things. Thirdly, to deconstruct our current religious, Christian, and church perspective. This is where I said that we want to do the archaeology of the present for us personally and historically. The note here, we have a tendency to exist with an abstract theological grid with respect to our church and religious practice as American evangelicals. We don't know why we are in various traditions within evangelicalism or where they came from. Like, if you're an Anglican, Episcopalian, you know where you came from. You came from England, the church state of England. But evangelicalism is a little different because it's hard to trace your heritage. Like, if I emailed a sample of my blood off to Ancestry.com, I would discover that I come from all of these different influences and backgrounds and genetics and heritages and that sort of thing. We don't really know where we came from as American Christians. If I ask you to trace that back, you probably wouldn't know unless you have a specific religious tradition. And if you do, it's typically found within a specific denomination, and that specific denomination is typically located or connected to some specific region in the world. Scottish, Presbyterian, Anglican, English, so on and so forth. So this kind of nebulousness leaves us open to drift of trends, theological detachment, and traditional shallowness of historic heritage. So here's an example. Within evangelical theology, within evangelical tradition, there have been, for a very long time, for all of its history, what are known as coalitions. Currently, the most prominent and dominant American coalition that exists is the Gospel Coalition. It was founded by Tim Keller and a good friend of ours by the name of, I'll never forget, what's his name? Somebody help me remember his name. Don Carson. Don Carson is a friend of ours. And the reasons that coalitions exist is because American Christianity is so broad and nebulous and disconnected and kind of compartmentalized that in order to have any unity about us at all, we have to form collections or coalitions where we have to have some sort of co-belligerency or that sort of thing. In fact, the very first coalition ever designed or created was in 1846 called the Evangelical Alliance. And the reason that it formed was that there was so much kind of discontinuity within evangelicalism, because it's kind of all over the place, that it was seen as necessary to bring us together in this organization. So Community Bible Church is from the Bible Church tradition, obviously. And Bible churches are notoriously anti-denominational, which means that Bible churches are the most independent, with pride, you know, bald fist religiously, of any other denomination.